Well, today I thought what we would cover is what Isaiah prophesied three different times about this new name that the mouth of the Lord would give the righteous. And then he includes in this that it will be not only the righteous Israelites, and even in one of these passages, they will even be destroyed. The Israelites will be destroyed, and we know that that happened in 70 AD, but also that it will be the Gentiles that will be given this new name and will be included in this and be included in God's house, which we know is a synonym for God's kingdom. So, and this dovetails off of last week's lesson that we mentioned when we were studying monogenes, the unique son, and we mentioned about the righteous being called sons of God, and that is brought up in one of these three passages too. In fact, it'll be these the first one. But the three passages are Isaiah 56:5, Isaiah 62:2, and Isaiah 65:15. So we'll first start with Isaiah 56. I'll start with verse 3, but verse 5 is the key verse, the one that we're after. But Isaiah 56, verse 3. Do not let the son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, "The Lord has utterly separated me from his people." Nor let the eunuch say, "Here I am, a dry tree." Thus says the Lord to the eunuchs who keep my commandments and choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant. Even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name. And then this name is going to be better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will never be cut off. So this is this new name that sometime future to Isaiah's day, that God is going to give the righteous. It's going to include the foreigners, so it'll include the Gentiles. Here he says it's going to include the righteous eunuchs. And it will include all of the righteous, and it's going to be a better name than sons of God and daughters of God. And we know we had the chart that we looked at a few, probably about a month ago. The opposite of sons of God and daughters of God are sons of men, daughters of men, children of men. And we looked at those passages that the Holy Spirit had written in various Old Testament passages. And every one of them are the wicked and the unrighteous. But this new name that sometime future to Isaiah's day that God is going to name the righteous people will be better than sons of God and daughters of God. I will go ahead and continue reading through verse 8 here. Also, the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even then will I bring I will bring them to my holy mountain. And we know now that that is a synonym for God's kingdom. And make them joyful in my house of prayer. Another synonym for his kingdom. And you know, this is talking about the Gentiles. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations. So this is going to be not just for the Israelites, this kingdom and this name, but for all of the righteous all over the world. And the Lord God who gathers the outcast of Israel says, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him. Okay, but this, the key verse that I was wanting to cover here is verse 5. Even to them, the Gentiles, the foreigners, the eunuchs that are righteous, I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name. And this name is going to be better than that of sons and daughters, that sons of God and daughters of God. I will give them an everlasting name that shall never be cut off. Okay, so this name, whatever it is, future to Isaiah's day, it will never end. So once God has named it, that name will last forever. Okay. The next passage is Isaiah 62:2. And on these, out of these three passages, Isaiah 62:2 is the most well known, and I'll say the key verse of the three. I'll start in verse 1. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. And we know that God's teaching about his kingdom came out of Jerusalem. And so this is, that's a fulfillment of this prophecy here, verse 1. But here's verse 2. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord will name. So, sometime future to Isaiah's name, again, second time he's saying that the mouth of the Lord is going to name a name to the righteous, and it's going to include Gentiles, and even kings are going to see his glory. And we can, we read about what actually happened in here in the book of Acts, and where the apostles went before kings, early members of God's kingdom left Jerusalem and went and taught many of the Gentiles. And then, of course, the first Gentile that were taught came from Peter, and it came, this is the teaching that came right out of Jerusalem and went to the Gentiles. And then they will be called by a new name, these members of God's kingdom. Okay, the last verse that I want to look at is Isaiah 65:15. You shall leave your name as a curse to my chosen. And he's talking to the Israelites. For the Lord God will slay you and call his servants by another name. So, God is saying that the Israelites will no longer be known as Israelites, and they will be slain. And we know that this all happened in 70 AD. And then the righteous, God's servants, will be called by another name, no longer be called Israelites. And now no one even goes by Israelites anymore. So this this prophecy definitely came true, of course. So, any questions or comments on these three passages here? What we will do after we sing is look at what this name was and the fulfillment of these three prophecies that Isaiah made, and we'll see when the mouth of the Lord named it, who the actual human prophets were that did the naming, and then probably look at a few other passages also. Any questions or comments on this?